What is up, everyone? Back with another scrub out episode. I apologize for not uploading last week. We had a file issue with the cast with Android and Eggman. We'll get to that some other time. They both said they're definitely down to redo it. But today I am here with my really, really close friend. Absolutely love this guy. We've known each other for over a year now.
So
Close to
fast.
it. Yeah, it's close to it at least.
Crazy.
So you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Jose Mercado. I am in the Discord. I am Kelchin. Born and raised in Puerto Rico. Been in the US for 10 years. I am an old guy of 32 years, and I am an engineer for a chemical engineer straight, mechanical engineer as profession. And I love DBS. That's all you gotta know about
Yeah.
me.
So with the 1 year anniversary for 3XG, Jose and I kind of have a history with 3XG, and we've talked about it, trying to think of things to do for, the 1 year anniversary to make it kind of feel special, I guess. And Matt said that doing this would be really cool, and we all agreed, the whole team agreed. So Jose and I are just going to talk about our story. If you want to listen to it, feel free. If you don't, it's fine. You can click off now. But it's a cool story. I think it's really cool. It's probably because we're both in it, and I met a lot of amazing people through it. So I don't know. But yeah. So do you want to start it off, or should I start it off? Just
Either way,
we can go. Okay.
we can
All
back
right.
and forth.
So we'll go from the if I miss anything, you can, add
Yeah,
in.
I'll jump in.
So I was a Patreon for 3XG right when Matt came out with it, the whole, 420 tier, 1337 tier. It was like a dollar 420 and then 1337. It started off as a complete joke. Fun fact. But I was a Patreon. It helped me. Dude, I played in one event and I went like X4. I was like, wow, this is awful. So I saw this come out. I was like, cool, it's free information I don't have to work at when I'm, working, doing schoolwork, that type of thing. And I went to DC, which is Otakon, which just happened. Our teammate won, Jamal. Shout out to him. And I don't know, it was like something in one of Matt's articles, and just, reading all the information really pushed me. And so I won that event. I beat Marcel Russell, which was, kind of huge because I was a nobody. And then this beautiful man right here reached out to me shortly after I won and, just asked for help. What can I do to get better as a player? Because his worth ethic is insane and absolutely dumb, but it's not dumb, but it's amazing. But yeah, and so I don't really want to say I took you under my wing, because I don't feel like I did.
You kind of did.
I
You
kind of
literally
did,
did.
and I like,
You
eh.
literally did. You're like the most humble human being I've ever met.
No, that's you,
But
that's you. But we won't get into this argument.
we always have this argument.
Yeah, we do.
Like he always claims that I'm the most humble person. I think he's the most humble person. He's the most talented human being I
It's
know.
'cause we're two similar people. It's bad. But it's okay.
So it's funny because you're saying that, right? That you were saying that you felt like you were a nobody, right?
Yeah.
So at that point, what I was, I live in Ohio, in Cincinnati,
Yeah.
and Cincinnati is not known for DBS card games.
No.
Cincinnati is known for Pokemon, is known for Magic. So I get it even before this part before Corbin won Otakon. I'll start with my side of the story so we can catch up to that part. I learn about the game because my brother told me, "Hey, they're giving away free Dragon Ball cards online." It's like, "What? Dragon Ball cards?" Because I used to play Yu-Gi-Oh with and Pokemon with my brother when I was a kid. It's like, "What? Dragon Ball cards? Sure, I'm on it. What do I got to do?" Like, "Oh yeah, so go to this Bandai website and you get like free demos and stuff." Cool. Okay. I get them, like, "Oh, these cards look pretty sweet. I'm just gonna buy them to collect them." I made the mistake of actually start looking how to play the game, and I fell in love with it. Mechanics were awesome. The animation was awesome. You know, the interaction with the players were awesome. Yeah. So I had to drive an hour and a half to find people to play. I went to one of the cons in Columbus. And
oh, was it Gen Con?
These folks. It wasn't. No, Gen Con is Indiana.
Oh.
Which is actually next week.
What was it, Oranges? No.
It was, no, it wasn't. It was something with Sakura. I don't know. I don't want to say names because I'm probably gonna mess it up. But it wasn't Origins. It was something, a different con. It was like a comic con of some sorts.
Okay.
And there I meet my friends from Heroes and Games. Shout out to them because they're my original peeps, my Dragon peeps. So they told me, oh, there's actually, you can play in Columbus, but we know it's far away from you. But there's actually a store in Midway from where you live to here, probably like 35 minutes to you. And you should check it out in Dayton. Like, oh, cool. I go there. I meet my my really good friend, Joe. And we start playing. People start quitting because, again, this DBS is not popular. And I start like just plateauing, not learning, just beating everybody in the store. Like, and I need more because I actually wanna play competitively, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of my dreams. And I go to Origins and I get destroyed. I go with a Android's deck in the Mecha Veggies era. So you can imagine.
That's probably pretty rough, man.
It was pretty, I'm not gonna lie. So rough because I had no knowledge about the meta. My knowledge was from locals. I'm thinking I'm destroying these people. So how much different
can
competitive players be?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Get destroyed. Cool. I actually meet the Danny Hypes of the world, some other of the famous players. Without knowing their names, I just know their faces, and they were acting confident, so I assumed they were popular and famous. Because before this,
did you actually ask them?
No, not really.
Okay. I was like, wait, did you actually ask?
Because that's something I never cared about. Yeah. And I still don't care that much.
No, neither do I.
But it was more like every time I got destroyed, I asked them for feedback. So I always, personally, this is something that I have that I always want to be the best at anything that I do. Fast forward, I see you win this event, and I'm like, huh, let me reach out to this guy because he seems pretty approachable, you know? And so I went ahead and sent him a message like, dude, how are you doing this? Like, how did you, is there anything you can share about how do you get to your position that you are? What do you learn? And he told me, can you afford $1 a month? I'm like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's pretty much how the conversation
are
went.
Are you kidding me? Like, yeah, I can afford $1 a month. Well, what? Like, dude, you should check out the GG. Like, you get a lot of information about, like, theory, whatnot. And that was the beginning of a great friendship. Starting right there.
Yeah, it was.
I'll let you pick it up from there.
I'm kind of getting chills. This is, like, crazy to think about, like, a whole year later. You know, a funny thing, I've never mentioned this, I don't think, not to many people, but I actually reached out to Zap beforehand, because I saw him at Gen Con. Uh-huh. And I asked, because he played Red Blue SS3, and that's what I was playing, I was like, yo, you have any tech? And he told me to play Frost, and I have no idea why I played 2 Frost in my main deck. Side deck would have been
broken.
Okay. But I played it in my main deck, and it actually won me a lot of games. But
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I don't know why I'm playing this card, but I just blindly followed Zap. I don't know why. But it's just kind of funny. It's like all intertwined. It's so weird.
Oh, yeah.
But
and funny story, now you mentioned that. I had met Zap before in a ARG tournament in Medina, Ohio. And of course, I had no idea who he was. And I happened to steal, I think we played best of one.
Yeah.
And I actually stole the game from him. And I didn't even know. I didn't even know it was Zap, you know? And
yeah.
It was hilarious.
Didn't he like cheat against you too or something?
That's what my friends were saying.
Yeah, we don't know. I don't know the whole story. I don't think either one of us knows the whole story.
To be fair, my friends were kind of high when we were there, so
they might have just missed something.
Very reliable data.
Yeah. Okay.
But knowing Zap now, it's highly, highly doubtful.
There's yeah.
One thing that he said was, "Your deck is only a best of one deck," and he walked away. But after we talked about it, actually he repeated it, and you know, knowing Zap, he's like, no, just this is what I meant. You know, I was like more constructive criticism.
Yeah, it wasn't malicious. It's just
exactly. Yeah. But at that point, I was my friends. They were high. I won. Everybody was just having a lot of fun, much more fun than normal. But
yeah,
What else, man? Like after that. Yeah, we kept just talking all the time.
Yeah, we kind of just we can lead Cuddle Crew. We can lead Cuddle Crew. It's okay. So there was a few of us that started a Discord group called Cuddle Crew, and that's kind of that's where I tested leading up to DC. Shout out to Giovanni. His name starts with a Y. I can never understand if it's Giovanni or Giovanni, but. I feel so bad because I've known him for over a year or two. And shout out to Kyle for starting it all.
Yeah.
So we invited him to Cuddle Crew. We talked a whole lot. And I don't think I went to an event after DC for a while because school started again. And we just kept talking. You said you started doing the playtest sessions with Matt when he was doing that tier.
That was hilarious. Poor Matt.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But I think you played in Ohio, no? It was like before Atlantic City.
Yes.
And you played in Ohio, and let me just say, this man topped, and I was so happy. I still remember this. I don't know why, but it's so vivid. I saw the top cut get posted in the Facebook group. I instantly downloaded it, posted it in the Cuddle Crew Discord, and I go, Jose, is this you? And he goes, yes. And I said, I am so proud of you. I don't know why I remember it, but I do.
I still get blushed about it when I talk about it because I still don't see those as big things. But he's not lying. Like, everybody was so supportive, so happy for me. I was like... is this really that big of a deal?
Yeah. Wanted to do it, and whatever. You did it, and it was so cool.
Yeah, because the challenge was I wanted to get my invite.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That was crazy, man. It's so actually that actually happened before I played Matt in real life, I think.
Yeah, and then so after that it was Atlantic City. And That's where we met for the first time.
Exactly.
Wait.
And you had the nerve to actually try and give me a handshake instead of a hug. I was like, no.
I still remember I tapped him on the shoulder. I think Kyle was there. You were talking to Kyle,
yeah,
right?
Kyle was there too.
So I came up behind him. I think I tapped you or something. Or Kyle was like, oh, hey, that's Corbin. And you turn around, and I stuck my hand out, and he goes, no, 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 F you, you asshole, give me a hug.
Yeah, and you guys don't know me, I'm actually, I'm keeping myself under control, I'm a potty mouth, so you can imagine, I actually said a lot of curse words, like, jeez, I'm dirty, you, like,
yeah.
Yeah, come here, you.
It was great, though, but that's when we first met, and then, that's the first time I actually met Matt. In person.
That's right.
Yeah. So you introduced me to Matt because you and Matt became close friends at that time too. Or
exactly.
At that point. Because you've been playtesting a lot with him.
Yeah. I was getting a lot of his time, unfortunately, for him. Oh, I was having a blast. The poor guy had to explain card game theory for me.
I don't think he was upset about it though. Because I met him and the first thing he told me is, yeah, Jose's just insane. I get bodied by him almost every night.
Oh, really?
And I was like, wow. I was like, what did I start?
That's very humbling. That's very humbling to hear.
Yeah. But it was funny though, because it's one of the first things Jose said to me. I mean, not Jose. It's like one of the first things Matt said to me. I think Matt actually thanked me. I think. I don't know.
Wow. It's pretty
It's
awesome.
like, yeah, you gave me a good friend and blah, 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 blah. So it's like, just putting that back into perspective now is kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah. And then, you wanna go?
And that's why I met Pat too.
Yeah, that's right. I met
Let me see.
a lot of people that weekend, actually. I met Mena that weekend for the first time, and Eddie. Mena actually came up to me and congratulated me. I was like, whoa. He's
Yeah.
like, yeah, congratulations on
That's
your win. I was like, huh? Like players I looked up to it before, you know.
Was that the same event that I won?
Yeah, you won day two.
Oh, right.
Day one,
Sorry, I'm horrible with dates.
I think you topped. Yeah, you
I
topped.
topped. I got top 16.
Yeah, you
12th
weren't too
place, I think it
happy
was.
with it, I don't think.
No, I wasn't. Okay, so here's another thing that I do all the time. I have the bad habit of going to events without with a deck that I haven't practiced with.
I do the same thing, but at least you top, I don't top.
So I'm staying with Pat and Matt in AC, right? We're sharing a B&B. And I'm a good pilot, but I'm a horrible deck builder.
Me too.
And that's why for every event I always carry my playset because I don't know what I'm gonna play. Right? So we go then the night before. They're testing Hercule because Pat is like, I have this tech. This is what we should be playing. This is the deck, right? And Matt is playing Hirudegarn with Triple Flash, which he had been on that deck forever,
Oh yeah,
forever.
I remember that. I remember that.
It was amazing, amazing. That was prior. Pre-errata
Yeah.
Triple Flash, by the way. So for those that don't know, like Triple Flash before, you could actually get them to 40 with any leader, and it would still be like non-counterable,
Yeah.
pretty broken. With that combined with Hoi, broken. And four unyielding, right? There was
Oh
still four
man.
unyielding. Four unyielding,
I think we
Flute
still
was
had
still there, I
flute.
think.
Yeah. Oh man.
Broken, dude. It was so
That's
broken.
crazy.
You could recycle back your pan, draw a card with a flute. No, you're stupid.
Oh, I miss that.
Good times, good times, good times. So I come with my deck because I feel like, I should play yellow.
Oh wait,
I want to play like.
didn't you play a really bad deck?
Yeah. I brought my own set two deck. I brought like Galactic Mom
Yeah, that's
with.
what it had a spin
With
on it
the
though. I can't remember. I looked at it, I
Chaos
was like,
Kale,
I really want to be honest with them. But I was
it
like,
was
it looks
green yellow.
spicy. It looks spicy, that's all I said.
I mean, it was so spicy that you couldn't taste it because it was so
It
bad. Man, it was yellow green. So yellow, it was for playing called Bloodlust. I think I had like the free Frieza that come into play when you combo them, and Chaos. And Piccolo, the Kami's power Piccolo. Basically, I was just trying to. Oh, and Anilazas. That's what it was. So it
Oh,
was basically,
yeah.
it was Anilazas Piccolo, the slowest thing that you can imagine.
Yeah.
Slowest thing. And I play that against Pat, playing the Hercule deck that he wants to play that weekend, and I beat him. And he's like, no. That deck's bad. How? No. Impossible. Impossible. No, let's play again. Let's play again. And of course, he destroyed me the next two games, of course, like he should have
Yeah,
been.
yeah.
And now it's by that time, it's already like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. And he tell me, Jose, you should play this deck tomorrow. And he's like, dude, I have no time. I'm not gonna tell. I need to sleep before going to events. So no, trust me, you have to play this deck. like, okay, so we don't have time. Tell me how to think when I'm running the deck. What am I looking for? What is mulligan? What is my strategy? Win cons, combo sequencing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And I took the deck without no experience, and I got, yeah, the rest is history. So day one, I top 16. The next day, I won it, which is super other funniest part, because I had no clue that I actually won the tournament when I won. I thought, like, okay, I finished.
He's like, ooh. Oh, I definitely topped. And then there's me. They post, okay. They post top standings, and I instantly run over. Him and Dylan, a really good friend of ours, too. Our friend of ours, too.
With Dylan.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They were playing. I just met Dylan that weekend. I was watching the game on my phone with his girlfriend, and I felt so bad because you had a really good play, and I got so hyped, and I was like, I am so sorry, Katie. I don't know who to cheer for right now, but I'm cheering for Jose. And I was like, I am so sorry. I was like, I swear, I love Dylan, too. She's like, it's okay.
Till this day, that has been the most fun I've had in a match.
Oh, yeah.
In competitive format, the most fun I've had. If it's unfortunate that even if you look back at the stream, you cannot hear the conversations we're having. We talked about Marvel. We talked about X-Men. We talked about, like, life. We were, just saying banter at each other and just, like, talking smack the whole time. You know, even the judge was just having a blast with us over there. He was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. And at the end, like, we both made the right place. He just, drew better.
Yeah. So Jose and Dylan are getting up and they're walking over and they post pairings. I must have just been in the right place at the right time and saw them instantly. And I just ran back and gave Jose a giant hug. And he's like, what? I was like, dude, you won. He's like, no way. He's like, no, I didn't. And he's like, I was like, yeah, you won. Like, you got first. Like, you won the event.
I was there. I won the game.
Yeah, he's like, I won the game. No, you won the event.
Yeah,
like,
I was there.
Hello?
I know. Like, no, but you won the thing. Like, no, yeah, the game. I won it. I know. I was there. Like, no, you won the tournament. No, I think Pat was the other one that ran over. Like, Jose, you won
the tournament. Yeah, he's like, Jose, you won the tournament.
No, I didn't. Like, no, I didn't. I have one loss. What are you talking about?
Yeah. So that was really cool. And then Mena got second, and then Dylan got third, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that was like such a neat moment. It was so weird.
Yeah, and then
it was like, yeah, just in that short amount of journey that we both just, you know, improved so much, and I got to see you improve dramatically.
You led me the whole way, man. And that actually,
you're too kind.
That also led me to being Shenron's Lair now.
Yeah, so. I try to get him on Wise Guys, and then he's like, well, they want me to join Shenron's Lair. I was like, no, you go there. I was like, that's fine. I was like, that's okay.
I remember that.
I was like, good for you.
I felt so bad, dude.
No. I mean.
That's why I was very transparent.
It doesn't matter now anyways, but.
No, yeah, we're in the same team now.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
So, after that, we all just kind of started talking. Well, I didn't start talking to Matt all that much, but there was a whole span of time, and then, like, Nationals happened, the Wise Guys stayed next to Shenron's Lair, so I got to know everyone better there. That was really cool.
That was actually really cool.
That was really fun. Somebody clogged both of the toilets in both houses. We don't know.
Oh, my goodness. I know exactly who it is. I know exactly with face, name, last name. But I will say it here.
all right. We'll keep it on grabs.
We Cheryl's there. We know exactly who he was.
Okay. Because I was getting blamed for so long.
No, it wasn't you. It wasn't you. It was from your crew. But it was.
Oh, no. I definitely know it was from our crew. But,
yeah, and there was the funny video of Matt unclogging the...
Yeah, so that happened. And then, I guess, like, come December, everything started slowing down. It was, like, finals week. I'm just going to, like, go into the story of how, like, this all happened, like, how I started helping out with the 3XG Patreon,
Yeah.
and then getting closer, like really close to everyone else. Well, I think Matt and I would talk occasionally. I forget exactly how, but oh, actually, Matt and I don't know, that was after? No, that was in December. So yeah, like during finals week, I was so stressed out from school. I was like, yo, I'm gonna write an article. Like, I'm just gonna do it. Like, writing seems really fun. It seems cool. I want to help people get better at this game. I just like giving back to the community because I felt that so many people helped me, you know, get better at the game, just get better in like general things going through my life. So I just wanted to give back. And I sent it to Zap, and Zap's like, yo, this is really cool. I think you can definitely touch it up a bit and make it a lot better. And we revised it, and he's like, yo, this is so dope, you should publish it. And I just never I just never put it out anywhere. And so Matt and I stayed at a B&B together when I was on T4T.
How many teams have you been on?
Too many. I don't want to go there.
Hopefully this is the last one.
Yeah, no, this is definitely the last one. I'm done after this. That's why I left Ellipsis, because I was like, everyone knows me as a guy that's like writes for Matt on 3XG and stuff like that. So I'm just gonna go there and then I'm done. And then it just happened that we merged. So I was like, oh cool, whatever. I'm staying here regardless. But now I'm with Jose, so it's even better. So
exactly. Now it's the perfect
yeah,
world.
Yeah. So we just talked, and we talked about Magic a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we just chatted. We became kind of close. We had some nice conversations, especially about the game. It's really cool because Matt's philosophy on the game is way different than I think people would expect. Like, some people are just cutthroat competitive. Matt's like, dude, I just want to have fun.
Correct.
And yeah. Correct. And it helped me put a lot of things in perspective, because I was getting stressed. I wasn't doing well. I wasn't topping. And he's like, you're in school. Like, you got other stuff. This should just be for fun. It's a children's card game. Who cares? I was like, you know what? You're right. So that happened. And then late December, January, Zep's like, yeah, Matt wants to kind of, you know, step down from doing content full time. We're starting a team. And I think he might have said you're the first name that got brought up, or one of the first names that got brought up. Like, he called me, because Zep and I talked a lot because we had a PA chat at one point.
Okay.
And we just chatted a lot. And he brought my name up, and I was like, whoa. It's like, there's no way. He's like, yeah, dude, like, your article's really good. You make videos from time to time, and they seem really solid. So would you want to do this? And I was like, dude, this is like a snap take. So, yeah, that's how that happened. And then that's how we all started, you know, getting closer with them. So it was just really weird.
What? One thing that I wanted to bring up, because the part that you said about like Matt is 100% on point, but it's not like he's not capable of being like the most competitive person.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no, not at all. I think there's a lot of people that can be insane. It's just they don't have the time, or they just don't have the drive.
But it's not even that. Like, the point I wanted to make is that, like, I always pick Matt's brain on what is how you're supposed to play the game.
Yeah.
And how you're supposed to think about the game. How do you exploit mechanics?
Yeah.
And that, I think that's one of the things that actually helped me get me to the level that I am.
Yeah.
Leveraging the 3XG Patreon. Right, it's because it's not on, right? Because many people think, okay, yeah, if I just test every day, if I play 80 games a week, I'm just gonna get good, and I'm just gonna get better. Not necessarily true. You're gonna get good at sequencing. Mm-hmm. If you're practicing the same deck, you're gonna get good at knowing matchups, but like, thinking about like what's good and value in the game, that's where the Patreon has a lot of value, right?
Oh,
because
yeah. Oh, yeah.
you have these group of people, and now that the Chevron's team is also we're all one team in Chevron's lair, we have a collective mind where we talk about, like,
it's insane. Value, it's just insane.
What a strategy, interactions, like the fact, for example, one of the things that we do when we're testing, we don't just play. If we see a play that has multiple avenues, multiple directions that we could go, we just don't, okay, we just play it and that's it. No, we actually stop. Mm-hmm. We talk about it, discuss it, and then we try to play the multiple avenues to then get that data and understand what has the most value. And when and value doesn't mean necessarily draw, but it's actually getting you closer to the finish line, getting you closer to
it. Like utilizing your cards to the best way, to the best ability that's presented at the time.
Exactly. More to get you closer to what you really want to accomplish by the turn that you want to accomplish it. And that's something that I wanted to bring up because, we see the paths of the world, the sap of the world, the cones of the world, the nest feathers of the world as well.
The Mercados of the world as well.
We look like casual players because we want to have fun. But the Foss of the world. I'm missing Frisco.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible human being. Horrible human being. I'm sorry. Frisco's actually one of the best builders in the game.
Yeah, Frisco's insane.
When it's always talking about possibility, and not only getting the most broken thing to work, but it has to be fun. If it's not fun, okay, we're going to figure it out, but we're 99.9% we're not going to play it.
Yeah. At all. I don't like playing broken stuff. I'm not going to lie. I have a huge issue.
Like, as long as it's fun.
Dude, yeah, like I have a huge issue. If I don't see myself playing whatever deck for 6, 7, 8 rounds, I won't play it. Like, I just won't play it. I won't do it. Nats, I did it, and I was miserable. I hated it. I got to round 5, 6, and I was like, yeah, I don't want to do this. I think I lost. I got sacked pretty hard, but yeah. This guy milled,
for me, it's pretty bad.
It's milled, like, 6 or 8 cards in one turn when, cool. You know, Nats, Janimba, and I was like, how did you just do that? I was like, whatever. I was so upset. I'm not going to go into that. But yeah, that's why I played Announcer at Atlantic City.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, yo, this really has potential. And, I showed Zap the day of. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, I want to have fun. I just want to see how good this is. And it did really well.
Yeah, yeah.
Dashi, you know, picked my brain a little bit. And then he took it to 2 regionals and topped with it. So I was like, sweet. It's like, at least I know I was on to something.
that's one of my policies, and I think that's one of the policies of the boys as well. Like, one where we're only gonna play decks that are fun, we're gonna play things that are broken and fun, and we're always gonna try to be our own original brew, you know?
Yeah.
Which is something I'm really bad at. I'm actually good at taking your deck and making improvements.
Yeah, that's what I am.
I don't know how these guys
too.
Do it. I don't know how these guys
Neither
do it.
Do
like
I.
Getting from scratch and like, ah, man.
So
man,
I have a lot of faith.
I want to get there.
I have a lot of faith in this prison list, but man, I don't know. I need someone else to touch it eventually. Because I might be too head over heels for it right now.
Dude, how long I've been trying to make Vegito Candy work? Oh my goodness.
Oh, I know. Vegito Candy is the same, is like the equivalent to Frieza Prison for me.
Exactly.
So that's just how I look at the deck. I saw all these green cards come out and there was like more green arrival cards. I was like, okay, we get some more good like generic card. Like Raditz and Frieza Prison is insane. So I was like, dude, this might work. Because Zap said it to me already and I was like, it's not going to work just with, you know, just the Gogeta arrival card. But then more stuff came out. I was like, yes, let's do it.
Yeah, man.
But
yeah, like, it's been a journey. It's been a journey. Still growing. That's the other thing.
Oh yeah.
I feel like I'm not good at the game.
Neither am I.
I always feel like that, and that's but it actually drives me to keep learning. And dude, give me an idea. I'll give you an example. Like last night, we were playing, and we were testing a list that my friend Joe Ryan, which also it's also good friends with Kyle. He gave me a list with Cell Leader, with set 7. And it's like the most control thing. I can place like 9 counterplays or something like that.
Jeez.
And dude, like it's super tedious. It's super controlly. I'm basically not doing anything. Oh, and I'm chipping you away.
Do you know what?
Very little by little.
Do you know what?
Huh?
I'm so excited for this set. Just because, dude, I hear control come out of someone's mouth, and I'm just like, oh, here we go.
Yeah, dude. For me, it has to be, the deck has to, I need to have the ability to switch back and forth whenever I want it. If I want to play control, I will be able to, without sighting, right?
Yeah.
So, for that, one of my favorite decks from, set 4 from the power boosters, the original ones, was baby Jita.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could go the control route with the HE, or I could just play aggro and run you over in mm-hmm. the first couple turns with a chain attacks and burst attacks and whatnot, and get a lot of value with drawing a lot of cards and putting you in a disadvantage. I build my board and I'm hitting swinging with crits that draw me cards, yada yada yada. So I love that deck because I get to control the pace of the game. I decide how you're going to react to me. I decide how am I going to play, and I put you in a position that you're in this disadvantage because you're not ready for it. If you're ready, then now we play chess, which is what I love about the game.
Oh.
It's the best part. I remember I went to this event in Vegas. So I've been traveling all the time. I shouldn't, but... I'm playing baby, and this guy's playing Janemba, which is baby's worst nightmare because baby by itself draws a lot of cards. And I have 2 babies on board. I have a mirror in my hand. I have like 2 cards left in my deck, and I haven't swung with leader, so I only get. Yeah, 1 swing. He's got like 2 cards left on his hand. He has the leader negate available and 2 life, I think it is. And I have Champa in my hand. You know, and I'm like, I know I can figure out the puzzle. You know, I can figure out the puzzle. And the guy, the Janemba player, like, he's like hurrying me, right? I'm taking my minute because it's the last turn. We're already in turns, right?
Yeah. So
it's my last turn.
You might as well just take it.
Exactly. So I was gonna lose next turn either way. And if we went to turn, I was gonna give him the win because I mean, come on. I went to time, on turns. And he has the nerve to say, like, dude, like what the hell? Like, you're taking too long. Like, wait, I'm thinking. And he called the judge on me, like, because I'm taking too long. I'm like, dude, like, what are you doing? Like, you're ruining my experience. This is why I play the game. You know what? You have to win. You're ruining my experience. you're going to have to win already, you know?
Yeah.
And he showed me his hand. He had 2 negates. Plus the leader negates. So yeah. There was no thing, no way, nothing I could do. But, like, me feeling in that position that I'm the underdog and there's a slight hope that I can do something and pull the game back. Oh man, it's the most satisfying thing.
That's the best feeling. That's the best.
Even if I lose later, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
The only moment I hate losing to is when I break because it was out of my control.
Yeah, but there's not much you can do about that, so you shouldn't really get upset. But I understand the feeling.
I know it's weird.
No, I know. I understand the feeling.
That's something that Marcus and me talk about all the time. And Marcus is like, you're weird, dude. Like, why? Because if I made a mistake and I lose the game, I don't get angry or anything. It's like, oh, okay, I learned something new. But I feel like when I brick, it was a waste of time because one, I lost. Second, I didn't win it. I didn't learn anything. And because at least when I lose, making a mistake, I got something out of it. I learned. And it won't happen again. But no, breaking is like useless.
Yeah, I feel like we get upset when we don't learn.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate not learning. Yeah. All right, so we're probably going to run over time. So,
sorry, I talked too much.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Perfectly okay. I expected it, honestly. I knew we both were going to talk too much. Trying to figure out like the best way to end this.
Do you want to talk about?
No, go ahead. Your idea first.
So what about? What if? What would you recommend to a scrub fam that want to get to a higher level? What do you think is the right steps that they should follow?
So, I think I wrote about this. I can't remember which article it was exactly, but honestly, a lot of the 3XG people in the Discord, you just have to keep constantly asking questions. Just ping us. Somebody will answer. If not right away, later. Just constantly ping us. Just constantly asking answers, you know, trying new things. I don't think you should be, especially with like the new set, a lot of people are testing Triple Flash Gohan, which I don't necessarily agree is the strongest Gohan variant out there. Like, you have to try other things. Just go straight up aggro. Should go like green, red. Just try different things. See if you can break cards. Just find a really good group of guys that support you and want to test with you. I think that's the biggest thing that's helped me a lot is I've just, you know, surrounded myself with people that support me in the game and outside of the game. So it just, you know, we kind of became a family, like in our little 3XG group chat, where we talk about, you know, what we're doing for content and stuff. We'll like say, oh, like Zap graduated, what was his master's degree?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Zap just got his master's degree. So we just like, I don't know, update each other on like personal life stuff and we support each other outside of the game. So it's really cool. I think it makes it an easy transition inside of the game. So yeah, just pretty much that. Mm-hmm. How about you?
For me, it's, have that, first of all, you have to have that technical curiosity, like I call it, you to be, to learn about everything.
I like that.
I want to know what everybody's thinking, because for me, if I don't want to be like somebody, right? And I don't think anybody's the best player. So like all these chat, all these messages of people saying like, oh yeah, this guy's the best player. No, this guy's the best player. I don't think anybody's the best player. I think we're all scrubs. We're just better at not making mistakes than others during under pressure.
Yeah.
Or somebody's luckier than everybody. Somebody when they come to draw. But that said, for me, it's more have that passion for learning.
Mm-hmm.
Have that confidence in yourself that, because sometimes like reaching to a stranger is really hard, right? Especially nowadays, you know?
I'm sorry. I'll talk about something then, but continue.
I was going to say, like, it's hard nowadays. Like, could you think, like, oh, what is this guy going to say? Like, he's going to think, like, no, like, be true to yourself, be true to your goals, so that if you really want to get good, get better, you just have to ask other people.
Yeah.
This is a game that is a lot of human interaction. Therefore, there's going to be different ways that you can play different things, run around. Set 7 is gigantic. Don't take it upon yourself because you will get frustrated. And it's good to get frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
To get motivated and to keep learning. But And the second one, gotta put the time. It's not, but time, smart time, like I call it. Focus on your weaknesses. Focus on a specific thing that you want to learn per session.
Go read my first article I ever released. How to learn something in 20 hours.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So
and have fun. That's the other part.
Yeah.
Make it with people that you trust, not only in the game, but also in your values. And this is what Corbin was saying. Like, in 3XG, we are a family. We're friends. We all call each other brothers. We all call ourselves baby. Where I'm the mom, Matt's the dad. Sometimes Zappy's the mom. Except Pat. Pat is always our boy, our kid.
Yeah.
Oh, Pat is always our kid. love you, Pat. I'm kidding. So
another thing with the whole reaching out is, so here's like the really weird thing, right? So sometimes I don't want to equivalent to this because I don't feel like this at all. But some people look up to us as, you know, like superstars. I feel like it's the same level as, you know, some random guy who goes to an NFL game and like doesn't want to talk to their favorite player, which is completely different. That's honestly totally different. It's not on that scale, but I've had people that are like scared to talk to me. Like, I had someone halfway through one of my games in North Carolina say, "Oh, I watch your YouTube videos." And he was like nervous the entire time playing. And I was like, "Dude, you could have just said it. Like, that's cool. Like, I really appreciate it." Just never be afraid, honestly, because I know 9 times out of 10, I don't know about Matt necessarily because he's busy 24/7, but I know Jose, myself, Pat. Well, I don't know about Pat too much. Pat's a pretty busy person too and is terrible at responding to the chat anyways, but just like even Zap, we're just down to earth human beings. If you ask us anything, we'll probably answer you. If not right away, maybe like the next day because of, you know, life sometimes, but I don't think there's ever been a point where someone's messaged me privately on Facebook and I haven't answered.
Same.
Like, there's sometimes, like, after events where I have to put my phone down because I just keep answering everyone. I'm just like, all right, this needs to stop. I was hanging out with my best friend, and she's like, "You need to put your phone down and, you know, hang out with me." I was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry."
Yeah, that's the wife for me. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we always get to them, whether it takes a little bit longer, but... Yeah, no, I think that's a good note to wrap it up. Very exciting. One of the things I want to say, be that you guys that are enrolled in the monthly training camps, take advantage of them.
Oh, please.
These type of conversations, even if you guys feel like you don't want to play, you just want to have a conversation about theory.
Pat has said to us that he has never done a playtesting session with his monthly training camp. It's only been theory, and they've always been amazing, and he's had very good feedback from them. And he's even learned a lot, too, he said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had our last one this week, and we learned some stuff, too. We had a lot of fun, and we talked theory. We got to play some games. Then we talked theory. We got to explore different routes. So yeah, take advantage of it. And if you're new to the Patreon, and you're like in the lower tier, you feel like you could use the training camps, consider it. We're always available.
Mm-hmm. I think we should end there because I don't want to go too far over.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. We will do it. It's fine. So are you ready?
Born ready, baby.
We have to do the K-bye.
I know, you didn't have to say it. God damn it.
Oh. I had to do it last week for Android and Eggman, and then they both said it before me, so I didn't get to do it. So next time when we do it, I'm gonna say it before them.
Okay.
Alright, you're ready?
Okay.
K-bye.
Bye.
That was very out of sync, but it's fine.